Dr. Lubroth, thank you for joining me today. How prevalent is H7N9 influenza virus now, and how dangerous is this virus for humans?
H7N9 influenza virus is really not that well known. We do know that the most common type of influenza that we see in the animal world is H9N2, and we've had a history of H5N1, particularly in Southeast Asia, East Asia, also affecting parts of the Middle East and parts of Africa and even Europe. But H7N9, what's of great concern is that it is affecting humans in China, yet does not cause clinical signs in infected poultry. So it's hard for us to trace this back to farms or marketplace. We do see that about a third of those humans that are affected will have complications and actually die if treatment does not come quickly. We're trying to work with authorities in the region, and in China in particular, to be able to identify where this virus is.
And what is FAO doing to help?
Well, besides working with the countries in designing surveillance strategies, we are doing a lot as far as training and capacity development to be sure that the laboratories that belong to the veterinary structures or systems or even research are able to detect this particular virus through approved standard assays.
What are some of the difficulties that you're facing?
I think one of the greatest challenges that we have today is that when we are in contact with those responsible at the Ministry of Health or our colleagues in human medicine, and there is a human case, is to be able to identify the link between that human case and an animal source, poultry source. And if it were a poultry, is it the live bird market? Is it a farm? And because the birds do not show clinical signs, clinical disease, to be able to identify the farm of origin where the problem may be brewing. And if we can identify that, then we would be able to take action at the farm level and therefore not have it affect downstream to the markets or even people.
How do you do that?
In one way is good collaboration between the public health authorities and the veterinary services, that those questionnaires in taking a human case history is well thought out and well conducted, so the links could be made.
What precautions are recommended?
Well, precautions to avoid human infection or spillover from an animal source would be to, very, very generally, to comply with proper hygiene, wash your hands often, clean the tabletop, clean the knife. If you produce clean and you market clean, then what you have that reaches your family's table is probably cleaner. So it's not necessarily specific for H7N9. These type of practices to be used for Salmonella, a bacteria, or H5N1, another influenza virus, would serve good practices everywhere.